I got to go split some wood real quick, and I'll be right back. Cold in here, man.
Okay.
But I'll leave the mic on.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Hey, I'm a youper, you know? Got to throw some wood in the fireplace there, hey.
I got my fireplace going. I turned it on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm getting my propane installed next week. Well, I'm putting the order in next week. It might take 2 weeks, but...
Sweet.
I've got this furnace here that's been not hooked up for 2 years. Now it's going to get hooked up.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Yeah, I need it already. You can hear it splitting some wood out here.
too much.
Hey, a little levity is good at this point.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool.
The sound of Michael heating his office by splitting wood.
You might actually have a gas-powered splitter, do you?
No.
I should.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Michael is splitting wood so he can have heat in the man cave in the suburbs of Copper Harbor. Oh, I know what the pre-roll's gonna be. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night QRM! Your hosts tonight are Josh, Barry J, Barty, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight, Josh and Barry go to a ham fest, a new record in space jumping, and the next episode of the virtual Youper is almost ready. Yeah, right. All that and more on Late Night QRM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in southwest New Hampshire, here's Josh, Barry J, Barty, and Michael! Oh my god, the Patriots lost.
Oh, there's a shot.
They were 10 points ahead, 24-23.
Hey! Am I glad I jumped off the Patriots wagon 2 years ago?
I told Anne Marie as I was leaving, I said, I won't be surprised if they lose.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you expect them to.
I know. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Lead and then lose.
Incredible.
That's just the way it is.
All right.
Go black gold.
Where are you, Barty? Game's over.
Probably crying in his brandy right now. Or screaming at it. I can't believe they let it go. The wind, they let it go.
Let me see.
So, Michael, did Barry tell you that about any of his stuff? That is his... what's the word? The purchases.
I only bought one thing.
I know. Well, you bought a sausage sandwich too.
Oh yeah,
that came to haunt both you and I back for a couple of hours. No, but yeah, I don't know if you mentioned it.
No, I was waiting for the show.
Show. Okay, fine. I'll shut up.
Okay, we might as well start, and Barty can join us.
All right. How's my audio?
It's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Let me write down that we're at 2015 already. So
it's great. That's silly.
No, I mean, all that will be skipped. All right. Oh, no, that wasn't him. Okay, ready. Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM, show number 67. I almost said 62nd. I don't know why. 67. Here in the northwest. Oh, God. I am not talking right today. Here in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and it's getting cold out.
Yeah, it is.
The QRM studios was 61 degrees when I came up here. I'm Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Jash.
And with the sounds of the pot belly stove in the background burning some wood, I'm Michael in the man cave in Copper Harbor.
And we're waiting for Barty to show up. He said he'd be here as soon as the Patriots game is over. And when I left to come up here, the Patriots were well in the lead, 20-10 against the Seahawks. And I just saw on Twitter that they lost 24-23. So. Okay. So anyway, so yes, it's getting chillier here. Although today was a little warmer. It was in the 50s, I guess. As opposed to Saturday, which was freezing cold out. I took the dog for a walk in the morning, and it was like, man, I should have brought gloves. It was freezing out. It was literally 28 degrees out when I took the dog for a walk. And, of course, the QRM Studios is heated with a gas stove, and when I'm not up here, because people, you know, I'm not always up here, I keep it down around 60 degrees, and came up here, and it was like, yeah, the temperature in the room was 61, so that was the first thing I did, was turn that on.
Is it working again?
Yes, we had, the guy came in, and it was exactly what we thought it was.
Oh, okay.
But it was a pain in the ass to replace. I'm glad he came and did it.
But did you watch how he did it so we can do it next time?
I wasn't here. It was done during the day.
Damn.
So, yeah. It's a balmy 63 degrees now, so it's warming up.
Yeah, break out the Hawaiian shirt.
I'm up to 57 here.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll catch up fast, though. I've got a couple logs on the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
as you know.
Yes, I was listening to Michael chop wood before we started the podcast.
Hey, at least they didn't fire up the chainsaw in the background. Just be a minute.
You kept dropping your splitter, though. I heard that.
That was the wedge, yeah.
Yeah, the wedge. That's it.
I don't have a power splitter. I have a sledgehammer and a couple of wedges.
Nice.
So yesterday was the here in New England, twice a year, in October and in May, they have a amateur radio ham fest, as they call it. It's like a big garage sale, I guess, or tailgating event. It's kind of like a flea market, I guess. Flea market would be the best way to describe it. And they have real vendors also show up. And so it's called Nearfest for New England Amateur Radio Ham Festival. And there's Barty showing up. He just came online. So Jash and I went, and yep. And it was there he is. Let me add Barty. I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, it totally sucks, doesn't it?
I saw it on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah, I was following somebody following the game, and they were Twittering.
Oh.
I have to tell you, I already said this, Barty, but as Amory was watching the game, as I left, they were up by like 10 points, and I said, I won't be surprised if they lose this game. And she goes, I won't either, and came up here, and it was like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Yeah.
Well, predictable if nothing else.
Yes. Well, yeah. You know, remember that one year where they were always winning at the last minute? Well, now they seem to.
That was 100 years ago, my friend.
Yeah. That was 2007.
Yeah. Well, now they seem to always be losing at the last minute.
Well, I don't know.
Consider the yin and yang thing.
They're no worse than anyone else in the AFC East.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe except for Buffalo. Oh, but didn't they win today?
I don't know. I didn't see any highlights.
Yeah, because it was going down to the wire between them and Arizona.
I didn't hear a final.
I think they may have pulled it out. Yeah. The Jets won. The Dolphins won.
Yeah. Everybody but us.
Everybody's 3-3.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we were talking about is Josh and I went hamfesting yesterday.
And I was afraid to ask what that was.
Oh, it's like a flea market for amateur radio people.
Oh, okay, okay. I was thinking more like ham.
Boy, I'd love, I'd still be there.
Well, we kind of did the ham thing. We got sausage for sausage sandwiches.
Yes, we did. Sausage, pepper, and onions. You can't go wrong. There's got to be pork in there somewhere. Yeah.
Well, that must have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I hadn't been to this one in a couple of years, so it was time to go back again. It's I asked Josh if he wanted to go, and he said sure. So hopefully he's starting to get the bug, because we were wandering around looking at all the stuff. I ended up picking up a fiberglass mast, so that I can put up something other than, you know, trees. Use trees for antennas, because I've not had much luck with trees and dipoles antennas. They tend to come down in the winter, and of course when they come down, it's usually when there's really bad weather, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going to go try to put it back up during the really bad weather. And usually when they come down like that, it means that there's probably like 5 or 6 feet of snow out there. So, you know, it's down until spring. So this fiberglass pole, I'm going to put up a vertical with it. And it goes up 31 feet. It's a telescoping one. And it'll be fun. I was looking at a couple of them online and how to put one together. You just kind of run a wire up. You can either run it on the outside or up in the center of it. And you just basically make a long wire vertical out of it. And I have an antenna tuner. It'd be better to have an antenna tuner right at the mast or at the base of the antenna, but unfortunately mine's an indoor type, so it's going to have to be at the end of the coax. But it should still help match it. So
yeah, I never got into broadcasting, but I've always been a pretty avid shortwave listener.
Oh,
yeah. I used to have a Kenwood R1000 that I listened to for quite a few years, and now I've got a small portable Radio Shack that puts it to shame.
Really?
Yeah, I used to always have a 100-foot long wire antenna outside the house all the time.
Wow.
Which on a military base used to bring a lot of questions.
Wow. That's actually, I got my amateur license when I was in the military. I was actually in Misawa and went down and took the took lessons, or they had a class with the local Mars affiliate there. So I got my novice license there and went on from there. I now hold an extra license. So and so now we're trying to get Josh interested, because he's got all the books. Uh-huh. Just got to get him. And you don't you don't have to do code anymore. I know Michael can do code.
He's a code master.
Yeah. Is Michael still there? Michael?
Yeah, Michael's still here. I'm just adjusting the fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what can you do? What kind of speed can you do code-wise?
I can do between 30 and 35.
Oh.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's one of those guys that
That's about as many years as I've been doing it, too, though.
Yeah. Sit there and you just listen to it like a conversation.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Jeez. I know I used to work with Diddy Boppers in the military, and that's the guys we used to call that listened to Morse code, and those guys... they could do it. What was so amazing about those guys is sometimes we'd be on a mid shift and they'd be sitting there, and somehow, you know, they do it so often that they go right from ears to fingers, because they'd be sitting there and they'd be typing, and they'd, you know, copy and they'd be sound asleep.
Wow.
They'd have their eyes closed and they would just be, it seemed, I don't know whether they were really asleep or kind of half out of it, but they would just, they'd be typing away and you'd say something and they wouldn't hear you or anything. You'd have to nudge them to get their attention. You know?
Yeah, but when they spoke, did they speak like this?
No. Thank God they didn't do that. But, so then the next couple of weeks.
Was the Hamfest?
Oh, it was at Deerfield. The Deerfield Fairgrounds?
Fairgrounds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I remember going to the Deerfield Fair when I was a kid.
Yeah.
How did you figure out find your way there?
Well, it pops up, you mean how did I find, how did I get there, as in directions?
Yeah.
Oh, great segue, well, like, Barty.
Yeah. He segued right into it.
I didn't catch the segue.
I read the show notes.
Okay, why, Barty? Glad you asked, because I used Apple Maps. And it worked very well. The only time we had one issue with it, and that's because it told me to go one way, and I decided to go another way because I missed the turn.
Well, wait a minute. If I may interrupt.
Yes.
There was one particular spot.
Well, that's where I was getting to that. I was getting to that because if I hadn't missed the turn and we hadn't gone kind of south when we were supposed to be going north.
Yeah, but the reason why you missed the turn is because it didn't. That whole intersection didn't show up on Apple Maps.
It was, no, well, it was there. That intersection was there. It didn't give me directions to go left because we were supposed to stay on 43.
Wait a minute. I beg to differ because I remember looking at the phone. You were looking at the road.
You're thinking about the other thing. When I took the wrong turn, and then it was trying to get us back to 43, and we were back in the countryside with, you know, that's when we were going down that road, and it said go straight, and we were supposed to tie back into 43, but then all of a sudden, we teed into another road, and
the road didn't go anywhere.
At least you didn't run into any melted bridges.
No, I think I would have noticed that. So, but we had, yeah, it said go straight, and this road was supposed to go all the way out and intersect with 43. Well, it didn't. It teed into another road, and so we made a left, and it recalculated, and then it did fine from there. So, yeah, they need to update their map there. Maybe I should report it.
You know, in their defense, it's not necessarily a given that other map makers would have had that correct.
That's true.
Because, you know, it is kind of a remote area that doesn't necessarily get a lot of traffic and wouldn't really get a lot of attention. Like, I doubt Google's car is driven down that road.
I don't know. But that would be a good question because my road where I live is kind of, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, and Google has driven down my road. Because it's got whatchamacallit now. I forget
Street
what it's
called.
Yeah,
Street
ahead and
view.
Go say it, Barry. I dare you.
Street view.
It has what?
Street view.
Well, I seriously.
You're trying to get me.
Street view anytime soon.
Yours doesn't have street view yet?
No.
Are you sure?
Most of the time that I look on my road on any satellite service, it's like 5-6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they just caught up to, just a short time ago, most mapping services just caught up to what the house looked like after I bought it. Most of the times that I went and looked at it, until about maybe, a year or two ago, it looked the way it did before I bought it. My neighbor still has a pond in his backyard and some of those where he hasn't had that. I mean, that was gone when we moved in 2004, and it was showing up as recent as like 2007, 2008.
Wow.
You know, they finally have updated that, but I think that our area is still like 3 or 4 years behind.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
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 I think I could have split one less log. I've got the front door open right now, and it's 75 in here. Oh, my God. I literally had the front door open, and he was like, oh, my God, it's getting hot in here.
I may have
That's funny.
Turn mine up. It's a nice.
It's still 75 with the front door open.
It's he's gonna be sitting outside in the snow with his laptop doing a show.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I heated up fast.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just heated up a little faster than I planned on it.
The fire also started pretty quick too.
Yep. Yeah, former Boy Scout and former pack leader and former Scout Master. So
yeah,
and I didn't use any Boy Scout juice.
Oh sure.
I was gonna say.
But I do cut up logs and I let them season for a couple of years. It does make a big difference.
That does. Yeah, and you got to have the right Kindle. Get the right Kindle.
Yeah, yeah, well, like that's what I was making. Yeah. That's what you heard me pounding on out there in the other room.
Oh, Kindle as in wood, not the electronic device.
Oh.
It's like, oh, the right Kindle. What, you take a Kindle Fire and you throw it in there, and they're about $300. That's kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's got fire in there.
Yeah, but you know, that,
right? Yeah. Is that an HD Kindle?
But, you know, they light right up, man.
By the way, geez. One thing I will say about the Apple aerial views, wherever they get their data from,
mm-hmm.
It looks pretty darn current for my place.
Well, my place, I noticed earlier this year that they updated it because it was from I think it's about 2 years old now, because it was when we had that real bad dry summer and everything was brown. Unfortunately, that's what you see now. You see my burnt out yard all over the place and trees that are shriveling and stuff. So, but it's at least 2 years old, because I noticed we still have a brand new roof on the house, which happened 2 years ago, and my neighbor across the street has a new roof. And so, yeah, it's fairly up to date.
You're like a really good roofing salesman came through the neighborhood back then, huh?
Yeah, everybody got new roofs that year. Oh, geez. So, but, well, did everybody watch the space jump today?
No.
No.
No, no. I was, you know, I watched the liftoff of SpaceX a few days ago, but this space jump I was not much interested in.
Yeah, I watched it just because it was raining outside and there wasn't much else to do.
This morning. Yeah, well, it was raining outside here, too. I played Battlefield 3 on the PS3 during the rain.
That sounds good. But, you know, he made this jump. He got up to, I think, like 127,000 feet. And literally, it was kind
of space.
It was neat to watch because they had cameras all over the place, inside and outside the thing. And so it was interesting to watch, just because, you know, you're looking at stuff from the cameras. And, man, he's freaking, I know it's the edge of space, but all you could see was black up above. And, you know, you could see, even actually see the curvature of the Earth below him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he gets out there and jumps off the thing. And he went over 700 miles an hour. And I don't know what speed of sound is, but he was trying to break the speed of sound.
I think it's a little faster than that.
Yeah, he went faster than 700 miles an hour, but I don't know exactly whether he made it to the speed of sound or not.
He did.
Well, what's the speed of terminal velocity?
I don't think it matters up there, because the air's thinner, so they said there's less friction on you, so you can actually go faster in the thin air than normal terminal velocity. Of course, as soon as he started getting down into the atmosphere, he started slowing down a little bit. But at one point,
The speed of sound, to interrupt, is 761.20 miles per hour.
Okay, I don't think he made it then. He was, I think, like 720 something.
My show note further down, he actually did break the speed of sound.
Oh, did he? Okay. I'm just looking at what I saw. They were showing his speed on as he was going down. I didn't see it go above that. But, you know, then again, at one point he started tumbling a little bit. And I said, oh, my God, this is it, you know.
Yeah, the news story says he hits a maximum speed of 833.9 miles an hour.
Really? Okay. You know, and they were probably running behind on the screen, too. So that's cool. I'm glad he beat the speed of sound. because he was trying to do that. But he started tumbling, and I started paying attention, and all of a sudden he kind of straightened himself out. Now, supposedly, they have a little drag chute that if he starts tumbling too much out of control, the thing automatically ejects to try to get him sorted. But everything looked good. And, you know, he landed perfect landing. And it was pretty freaking amazing. It was neat to watch all the video and everything. Right. It was kind of boring watching it go up. It took him two hours to get up there.
But I can say that, if I may also segue on on a show note that I had thrown in here.
I see this. Yeah.
There's a story. I'm just going to try and jump in here. The Australian became the first person to break the speed of sound, the sound barrier, unaided, while pissing himself the entire time. Sensors picked up the first rush of urine when Baumgartner was at 128,113 feet above ground. 8 seconds later, as he entered the troposphere, he was in a, quote, free flow.
Oh, God. I guess he's allowed.
This is the real thing.
This is the real thing. I pulled this off of a UK website. And it's the other thing is Dr. Stephen Manley, a member of the medical backup team, said he had been drinking a lot of Red Bull, partially contractually and partially because he's just one of those incredibly annoying people. And, of course, he couldn't eat anything before the jump because as soon as he left the capsule, it would have shot straight out his back end, so to speak, thus destabilizing his delta position. So he had to fill up on liquids.
Not to mention a few other positions.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to vomit in a pressure suit either.
You know,
exactly.
It's funny you say this, though, because about part of the way down, he did say that his visor had fogged up.
Indeed. And literally said Felix's skill in managing to hold it together for that split second. Otherwise, there would have been too much liquid. His chute would have not been able to cope with the extra weight, and he would have hit the ground like a 2,000 mile per hour hopper full of piss. So the idea this is.
Well, how did he vent himself?
There's built-in vents in the suit that would allow the urine to be released.
Are you there?
The atmosphere as he was falling.
It's sort of like jumping fuel before you land the plane.
Right.
I think you cut out for a second. What's that? Michael?
I said, how's that old Zappa song go? And watch out where the Huskies go and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Exactly. That's how it went.
It's going to freeze up there, man.
It is. Yeah, that was courtesy of the Daily Mash. You know, it's a UK news website.
Wow. That's funny. Oh, that's great. That's a good sideline story there. So it's done. He broke the record for the highest altitude. Also the highest ballooner to go up in to a new altitude high. And let's see, what else? Broke the sound barrier. He did not, however, have the longest, parachute.
Free fall,
because, well, he was trying to break the sound barrier, so.
Right.
So you either get the speed.
Well, I find breaking the sound barrier a bit more impressive than the longest parachute drop.
I wonder if it felt different, or, you know, there was something, well, other than he had to piss his pants. maybe that's what happens. Well, oh, the sound barrier shock. Oh, shit.
Damn it!
Oh, now we know what the sound barrier does.
I knew I should have went before I got in the balloon.
Well, he was drinking a lot of stuff. I know he was drinking water on the way up. I guess, Red Bull beforehand, and then he was drinking water on the way up because they kept showing him with a straw.
Ah. Yeah, mine would have been bourbon.
Let me tell you.
He would get enough nerve to do that.
He kind of looked hesitant when he was sitting out there.
A long way down from there.
He looks out that wonderful balloon and goes, "What the hell was I thinking?"
I guess supposedly if things didn't work out, he can come down in the capsule. You know, if the suit screwed up or something, they could repressurize the capsule, because they were talking about, as he was going up, I forget what height it was. It was like 80,000 feet he was up, and they said he passed the Armstrong level, right, which is where all your bodily fluids start to boil off if you're not in a pressure suit.
Right.
So, or you're in a pressurized cabin. So, you know, that's also a danger. Hey, then he wouldn't have to worry. The urine would all boil off.
Yeah, but it would boil him in the process.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be like that bag of steam rice?
The guy would come back to earth like a big bag of potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, jeez.
Smelling like hell.
All right. Guys, well,
it's 80 degrees in here now.
He's doing a show in his underwear. He stripped down to his underwear and his socks.
I'm about to open the back door of the garage and start letting the air flow through the building. This is wow.
Hey, well, at least
I guess that wood was really dry.
Yeah, and you know that the wood stove works, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I actually walked outside to make sure I wasn't shooting flames out the top of the chimney there.
Yeah. Oh boy, yeah, that's a worrsome moment.
Yeah, I do keep it clean.
My dad have a habit of burning pine in the fireplace, and it would always, of course, put creosote in the inside of the chimney.
Yeah.
And a few fires later, the creosote would catch fire when it dried up enough, and you'd have like flames and sparks and stuff flying up and flying off the chimney.
Yeah, chimney fire.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. We didn't necessarily have a chimney fire, but the stuff would break loose and catch fire and go flying out the top.
Oh, okay.
I was worried about the roof catching fire or some of the nearby trees, because you know the house was surrounded by pine trees.
Right.
But you know, I guess God protects fools and idiots, because we never had any disaster. We just landed in the snow.
So that means he threw another log on the fire.
Pretty much. He thought it looked really pretty, sparking up, and it would have like nice blue flames and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, Dad, you're just trashing the damn chimney.
Well, yeah, I guess they have these logs, artificial logs you can throw in, supposedly they're helped to clean up the creosote buildup.
Yeah, that only works if you're actually burning proper wood in your fireplace, because even the proper wood will still build up some degree of creosote, and those logs will clean that out. But if you're burning too much pine, you're getting all kinds of pitch buildup and stuff like that up there, you know, and I don't even think those logs can really kind of clear that.
Yeah.
You know what gets rid of the creosote? A brush on a pole. That's what gets rid of the creosote.
I was going to say, every couple of years we have our chimney sweep come by.
Yeah, and you go up there on the roof, and you just sweep that puppy out.
I just don't like the dance number he does up there with all those other ones.
The dance number?
I'm dating myself. Let's go.
Jesus.
Right?
Thank you very much. You know, I am drinking bourbon and cola.
Jeez. Okay. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of dreading to hear the next show. I'm sure I was slurring the words a little bit towards the end there. That was one heck of a
Which reminds me, I got to get that out. I got the one before out this week, and I said, oh, I'll have to put the other one out later on, because I don't want to put them back-to-back, you know, out. And, things got busy at the end of the week, so I didn't get a chance. And I was playing nursemaid to my wife today, because she had her second back shot. This time it looks like they hit the right spot, so... And she was supposed to take it easy for a couple of days. And
of course she won't.
Well, she won't when I wasn't here. She was doing stuff. But when I'm here, she was milking it for everything she could. She's down here at first thing in the morning. She's down walking around doing stuff. And then she goes, I'm going back to bed. And then I expect breakfast in bed.
Good for her.
And I did it.
Oh my God! Well, you saw what my reply was to that.
I know. I saw your reply.
I want breakfast in bed, and I'd bring up a cast iron skillet, a plumbing blowtorch, a dozen of eggs, and a, basically a pot holder, so you be careful the handle gets hot. I don't know why the hell you're cooking it in bed. Here's your breakfast.
Now,
yeah, you're bold.
You know what? I'm just a realist, man. You know, hell,
realist,
you know.
My ass. You're a cad.
I did it, and I had a good breakfast myself. Me and the dog ate downstairs.
The dog.
Yeah. She just wanted scrambled eggs.
Looked away, and the dog ate it.
Nah, I always cook for the dog too. We cook for the dog. So she just wanted plain scrambled eggs and some bacon. So I did that, gave her that and coffee, and the dog and I had basically cheese omelet. Well, what did I call it? I called it scrambled cheese with eggs. It was good. We both enjoyed it, and of course he loves the bacon. He had Cheerios also. So,
oh yeah, that's important.
Without milk.
He likes milk. Yeah. Milk. He usually gets Cheerios with milk every morning. And we have the bacon strips, so we'll give him the bacon strips, but today he had real bacon, so he was in heaven.
A eye on the hog there, man.
Oh, on the hog.
You like that? You like that?
So I've been still sleeping down in the lazy boy, and my back feels great. And made me go, and this past week I put the money down, and we're getting a new numbers bed. Sleep numbers bed, that's what it's called. So that will be delivered soon. They called me yesterday, but they're going to call back on Monday because we couldn't make the first delivery date that they wanted to deliver it. But I'm like, I want it soon. Anne-Marie's unfortunately been busy with work, so she goes, I'm not going to be home. And I said, I got the customer in all week this week, so I can't make it this coming week. So it looks like it'll be postponed for a week, but I can't wait for it.
Yeah, y'all give us a full report, because I've heard mixed results on those things. Some people love them, and other people just totally hate them.
Really?
There's like three people in the office that have gotten those and actually returned them.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because they just couldn't get comfortable. They spent the whole night adjusting the numbers up and down for a week and could never get a combination that really worked for them. And they just said the hell with it, a regular mattress was more restful for them, and they got rid of it.
Huh. Well.
But there are other people that have gotten them and happened to hit a number that feels good for them, and they're happy with it.
Well, we did the whole thing, test thing. We talked about, I think, last week's show. We went into the store and got the whole thing. And, I could see where, you know, I could find an place. Right now we have a Tempur-Pedic one, and that's one of the reasons I think it's causing problems with me. I'm not getting any support in my back. And it's getting older. I mean, the thing's 8 years old now, and so the sponginess is going away on it.
Yeah, we tried a Tempur-Pedic, and Tony and I really weren't very impressed with it, so we got rid of it and just went back to regular mattresses. it's funny, because she likes a soft mattress, and I like a rather firm one. So what we did was we each got ourselves twin-size mattresses, mm-hmm. and just put the two of them together on a king-size frame. So it ends up being an oversized king, but it's the same. You know, the same size. So.
Same size, right?
Well, you know, got all the sheets and stuff.
You got a sleep number bed without the adjustable number. That's all.
You just kind of ordered your number.
I have
a firm one, and she has a soft one with a pillow top. You know, that she likes. Well, so it worked out good.
Well, the other thing we got, we got the bed that kind of folds up and down. So,
it'll beat your feet.
Murphy
it'll beat your head.
No, it's kind of like a hospital bed.
like the Craft-O-Matic.
Yeah, Craft-O-Matic beds. You know, you can raise it up, and because that's what I needed for my back. And she's also got a bad back. And I'm telling her, she goes, I sleep fine. I said, I bet you'll find a more comfortable position. You know. Yeah, because, what I discovered was I sleep like a baby in the lazy boy with my head slightly elevated and my feet slightly down, and I don't move. You know, I fall asleep, and
that doesn't have anything to do with the 13 Jack and Cokes you had before you sat down in the chair, right? Yeah.
Well, okay. I didn't think about that.
And he was watching a baseball game on top of that. You know how boring that can be.
Anyway, so we'll see how the Sleep Number bed does. I'll let you know. We got 30 days to try it out, and if we don't like it, we can send it back. So, but I think we'll be using it. Hopefully, I'll be able to go back upstairs and sleep, because I'll tell you, I did it as an experiment, sleeping in the Lazy Boy. And I was constantly tired at work all day long, no matter how late. Well, I could never sleep past 6 hours. I'd wake up with a backache, even on the weekends. And for like 3 nights in a row, I slept in the Lazy Boy, and I got the deepest sleep. And I woke up, and I felt young again. That's all I can say. I was like full of energy and everything. I said, damn. So it's probably the bed that's been killing me.
Well, maybe you could save some money, and instead of getting that number bed, just get another Lazy Boy to put in your bedroom.
Put two Lazy Boys side by side and then, stretch them all out.
Well, I do wish I had some more leg support than the Lazy Boy gives you. So I think the bed's a good buy. So, and besides that, I got the one with the little extra. It has a massager built into it, which I'm sure she'll enjoy.
Shihatsu?
Yeah.
It's a Shihatsu friggin' setting. Nice. So when you're laying on your back, it massages your back, and if you flip over on your stomach, it has a happy ending.
Maybe I'll get one of those beds.
I'll let you know.
You know what's going to happen, Jash? That's going to be the first thing he tries out now.
He's going to lay on his stomach, put it on Shihatsu love you long time setting, and next thing you know, he's going to be waking up smiling every morning. His wife will roll over. Why are you always so happy since we got this bed? I have no idea. On
why are the sheets such a mess?
And you keep getting up in the middle of the night for a sandwich after. I don't know.
Oh, God. Anyway, so we'll let you know.
Surge engines.
Huh? Yeah, let's go on to the next one.
Alrighty. Well, I was actually in the midst of doing a little personal research, trying to find an alternative to, believe it or not, I know it sounds corny, the Google as a search engine. I had seen the documentary about how a lot of the major search engine companies out there save and record all your information. Everything that you search on gets saved. And that bothered me.
Especially Google.
Exactly. It really, really, really bothered me. So I thought, you know what? Let me do a little digging and see what else is still out there. And I came across this website, which has 170 alternate search engines besides Google that you can use. Now, that being said, a lot of them still are meta searches, crawlers, and do record some of your data. However, I came across one that I'm currently using now called iXQuick, which doesn't record any of your information. As a matter of fact, it's a little bit slower than, say, but Google, but it is pretty much darn right on the money as accurate as far as coming back with results. But I thought, let me throw these 170 up there, because not just a list of 170, but it gives you kind of a very, very brief explanation of how it works, what it looks for, and how it does it, and which ones suck and which ones don't. So I thought, hey, it's interesting. If anybody else, of the four people that listen to this show, if any of them have that same hang up that I do, it's like, look, I don't want you recording. If I decide I want to look up, bean and bacon soup one day and how airplanes store fuel in their wings the next, it's my business, none of yours, to be saved and sold and farmed off to God knows what agency.
Well, most of it's used for advertising, so they can tune advertising to your interests.
Right. And you can definitely see that. However, I'm also not so naive as to believe that, you know, like anything else, there's keywords. They watch to see what you are looking for. And if any
what
of those
kind of things are you typically looking for that makes you so worried?
No, honestly, God, there are times when I what's the flash temperature for, say, xylene? Now, typically speaking, unless you're or something along those lines, why would someone look that up? I'm not saying that's one of those things, but you can contort any type of search to fit a criteria, predetermined set of prerequisites of why are you looking at this? What the hell difference does it make? Maybe I want to learn about it. And so quite frankly, my business is my business as much as I can possibly have it be that way. So
yeah, well, I kind of agree with you, but I can't help but ask some ridiculous questions at various points.
All right, here's one. Exactly. I mean, for instance, I was always interested in how the hell to make a potato gun. Okay.
Mm-hmm. that's just a matter of geek fun.
Yeah, but for you it's geek fun, and for me it's geek fun, and somebody could always turn around and go, "Well, why are you trying to learn the principles of how to make a pneumatic gun?" Today, the projectile is a potato. Tomorrow, it could be a wad of God knows what. You see what I'm saying? Anything can be construed and twisted. And quite frankly, if you don't know what the hell...
The next projectile would be whatever would piss my neighbor off the most if I have a problem with them.
Flaming dog shit mixed with kerosene. I mean, think about it. It would work.
Oh, by the way,
if you could light it so it goes flaming like a meteor into their yard.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, 86 degrees.
It's 86 degrees?
So, yeah, the flash point for xylene is 86 degrees.
Thank you very much. what the hell was it? I was watching...
Oh, frick. Now all I'm getting is advertisements for xylene products.
There you go. That's why I put this up there on different websites, so you don't have to necessarily be Uncle Sam, some agency, some underpaid, pissed off guy looking over your shoulder working for some agency going, why the hell does he want to learn how to make, what are the ingredients in napalm? Because I'm interested. I just got done watching Full Metal Jacket, and I just saw the scene, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. And my brain goes, because I'm a nerd, what the hell's napalm made out of? So I researched it.
Yeah, what's the detonation energy for a nuclear device? Probably not a good thing to look up anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, really.
Exactly. It's stuff like that. I'm thinking, I just as soon start looking. So I did find, like I said, IX Quick, and I found one other that, for the life of me, I can't remember what the bloody hell the name of it is. But try it out. Check it out. See if you like it. It works pretty damn good, I'll be honest with you.
What you're going to find out is IS Quick is put out there by the CIA.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just my luck.
Yeah, but there's errors in this list. Like, when they talk about Yahoo, they don't bother to tell you that Yahoo is synonymous with Bing now.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
It's an old list. That is an old list. Hmm. It used to not be. I believe
that's true, but I think that they've been with Bing now for almost 2 years.
Right, like I said, it's an old list.
I didn't realize there were this many search engines out there.
AltaVista's still out there.
Yeah, I believe that. Jeez,
I wonder who it's owned by now.
I don't know. That's a good question. Somebody, quick, Google it.
There you go. Just go ahead and Google it. Why the hell not?
AltaVista, yeah, there it is. It still looks the same, too.
I'll be right, 2012, Yahoo.
Oh, Yahoo owns them?
So basically, that must be another Bing engine.
Yeah.
Either that or that's like an old Yahoo property that they're just ignoring, like so many others.
Right.
That's the big problem with Yahoo. They own so many different properties that they're doing absolutely nothing with. It's such a shame.
Well, they're probably focusing their marketing.
Well, they're trying to reinvent themselves.
They're not focusing anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's Yahoo's big problem.
I don't know. I haven't sat in on a recent board meeting. I'll let you know once I do. I still like them. I think they're pretty doggone cool, actually.
Well, I like Yahoo as a website, but they're just, I mean, they have a merry-go-round of CEOs. They can't seem to really progress anywhere.
Yeah, well, the latest
one. But
they're
still making money, so I guess exactly. As long as they're doing that, you know, they'll stay in business.
Yeah. They're doing something, right? Because they're,
I hate to see them go away.
The latest CEO is an ex-Google person, so let's
that's right.
See what she can do. So, uh-oh, what was that? Michael checking the stove?
No, that was just... this sound?
Yeah. Oh.
No, that's me closing the desk drawer.
Okay, I thought it was Michael passing out from the heat.
No, no. It is 80 degrees in here, though. I can't believe this.
Mine's a comfy 68 now.
Well, maybe you might want to turn off the Costco fan. I'm just guessing.
Oh, that's funny.
We have to do complete ventilation in the garage here.
Oh, jeez, opening windows.
Jeez.
Well, so, if we hear the chainsaw start up and you're cutting holes in the wall, we know it got hot.
Okay.
Well, I always wanted to put a window here. Now's as good a time as any.
Oh, too much. Here's our one Apple story of the day. It looks like there's going to be an official announcement on October 23rd for what they think is going to be the mini, or iPad mini, I guess is what they're calling it.
Yay!
So we'll see. And then I saw another rumor today. This is it's in its early stages, let's put it that way, that they're talking about the iPad. They may do the same thing to the regular iPad as they did with the iPhone and enlarge the screen, lengthen it, so that it's a 16:9 ratio.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So why?
Because then when you watch high def, they don't have to waste space on the screen to show video.
Oh,
the high def.
If they do anything more with the screen getting any bigger, you might as well just take your goddamn TV off the wall and carry that around with you.
It has no connectivity, Jeff.
Add a Wi-Fi router to it, and there's your new here's my new touch tablet.
Actually,
what is it? The 71-inch.
Actually, some of the new TVs do have built-in Wi-Fi now.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, but they don't have touch capabilities.
No, they don't.
You gotta drag a stupid remote with you.
But with the Kinect, they actually do have touch capability because you can just move your hand over to what you want to select and, yeah. I don't know, make some sort of magical Harry Potter gesture and then it'll select things.
Yeah, I got a gesture for them. There is some
and
other
what
bit
would
of
that
Apple
be?
News. Did you hear that Apple is looking to move a lot of their processor work away from Samsung? To a Taiwanese company.
Really?
That has a smaller nanometer process.
Really?
Yeah, they're looking to develop a lower power version of the latest processor that's in the iPhone 5 that they expect to put into future iPads. They want to have a thinner, a lower power processor that has more processing power but less battery requirement.
Interesting. Yeah, I also heard a bad rumor, and I don't like this, that they may start putting new processors, their own processors, into the MacBooks Pros and iMac and, you know, their whole...
Yeah, there's been some hint of that, but...
I think that would be a bad idea.
I agree with you.
Why do you think the processors can keep pace with what's in there now?
I think the problem is then you can't run Windows and Linux and other things on them.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd be like a step backwards, you know?
I would stay with
Intel.
With Intel. Because then, the virtual machines, you could probably only run those things via virtual machine, and it would take time for those virtual companies to come up with something that allows them to, you can run that stuff.
Right, a platform that would allow Windows or what have you, Linux, to run on it.
Right.
Inside that environment.
Right. So I'm perfectly happy with the Intel platform. If they do that, then I think that's the beginning of the end for Apple.
Yeah, but I don't really see them doing that anytime soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Despite not. The rumors, I mean, I think if they come out with lower power laptops, possibly, you know, if they want to have like a, well, I don't want to say a Mac Lite, but you know, something that is barely a laptop. That's basically just like an iPad with a keyboard attached, you know, something along those lines.
Wait, almost like a net, like a, what do you call it, that netbook?
Netbooks, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, go ahead, sorry.
Well, that's what the MacBook Air is supposed to be, really. I mean, that was their answer to the netbook, a very expensive answer to their netbook.
Yeah, well, you know, the first iterations of the MacBook Air were pretty low powered, but they've beefed up the processors in those things since. Because that was the major complaint, is that, you know, it's a fun, trendy laptop, but it has no guts, no power.
Right.
You know, so they started putting better processors in them over time.
Yeah, I agree. And the other, you know, everybody's looking, they said, why didn't they come out with a MacBook Pro, a 13-inch MacBook Pro? And it's like, if you want a 13-inch MacBook Pro, get yourself the top-of-the-line MacBook Air, or, you know, the Air.
Right.
It's not much different.
Well, I mean, I guess so.
So,
but a MacBook Pro, you did have the option of putting an optical drive in it.
No, you wouldn't, because if they make a 13-inch one, it's going to be one like the top of the line MacBook Pro now, which means you can't do anything with it. You've got to buy it the way you want it. You can't, you know, swap out memory. Well, I guess there's a company that's making memory now for it, but it's difficult to swap out memory. You probably can't put a hard drive into it because, you know, it's solid state.
Right.
So you buy what you think you need in the future.
Yeah. You know what? And I have to say this, and I'm not knocking it, guys, because I know you guys are all Apple fanboys, but that's the one thing, aside from the fact that it's double the money, but it's the one thing that I've always disliked about the fact that Apple backs you into a corner. No, you may not increase the memory at will. No, you may not slam an external hard drive in the sucker and have, you know, a 2 terabyte external hard drive. Well, I guess you can do that now.
Well, they do.
With the MacBook Pros, you can do all that. You can add memory.
Except for the top of the line.
External drives and things like that, right. You know.
That's why I said I wasn't going to get the top of the line MacBook Pro. I would get the one right below it because it's still in the old case and you can do all that to it. But what I'm worried about is that because now the new top-of-the-line latest and greatest MacBook Pro is one that you're not supposed to be able to alter, that soon all of them will be that way. Uh-huh. And I don't think that's a good place to go.
No, it's a scary move. Quite frankly, I mean, hell, I'm looking at a 2012, the Dell I'm talking about right now, and I know it's a Dell. But the point being is it works beautifully, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 different ports where I can slam in external hard drives. I have a 2 terabyte backup drive.
Yeah, and then at some point, Windows will just lock up on you. So what have you gained?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, a reboot and you're back in business. I've been that route. I mean, I started out as a hardcore Windows person, and I got very disillusioned, and I turned to OS 2 as a savior, and then IBM abandoned that, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just go to this Linux thing, because it would run on the same cheap hardware. But I found out there's a reason why that hardware is cheap, is because there's a lot of compromises made to get it cheap. And when I started buying Macs, the first Macs I bought were like old Mac Pluses I bought for $20 at a yard sale, and the thing was rock solid.
Yeah, it
didn't lock up, you know, and it didn't die. And anything I plugged into it, it would just automatically use, including networking. I could plug in a printer, and it would automatically network the printer to every Mac that was plugged into the LAN. And every Mac could pass information back and forth to it, because I had like a Plus and two SEs all hooked up together with a printer, and they would all share resources right out of the box. And I was like, This is crazy. This is like old technology, because this was back when Windows 95 was new. And this was like old stuff, and it was working better than Windows 95. And I was like, why am I bothering with this crap? Because it was still locking up and things like that, where these old Macs weren't. So the first time I bought a brand new Mac was an unfortunate Mac. It was the 4400, and it was pretty solid. And I was like, well, okay. And that was at a time when Steve Jobs was coming back to Apple, and he was going to be bringing Unix to it. And I had fallen in love with Unix, working with Solaris, and I figured, okay, well, this is the way to go. You know, as long as he was going to base the Mac OS on Unix, I was going to stick with it. You know.
Right.
Yeah. We kind of followed the same pattern there. I just did it later than you, Barty. But it's the same thing. I used to be a big Linux guy, and I still use Linux at work, but it's like, yeah, you understand after a while why it's all free and open source. Yeah. Nobody ever quite finishes it. It's almost there. We almost have it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the same way with Windows. I think Microsoft does a good job creating a very good operating system, but then it gets put onto all of these cheap but bargain basement PCs that just don't have the capabilities to run the OS correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And, you know, we've talked about this before, and that's why I feel that Microsoft needs to come out with a reference system of a computer that says, and where they come out and say, this is the hardware model you should be running our operating system on. You know, and it better be a rock solid piece where the operating system runs flawlessly.
Well,
and
don't they do that
show
already?
The world that, hey, look, our OS is a good OS, and the reason why you're having problems is because you're running it on compromised hardware that's cutting corners for the purpose of saving costs.
You know what they should do is you know how you always see they put the little Windows symbol on all the PCs and everything? They should get tighter about that and say, look, it's not an official Windows machine unless it meets these hardware specs.
Yeah, right. But that would piss all their partners off. Just the fact that they released the fact that they're going to sell the Surface tablet has pissed off a number of companies, particularly Acer, you know, and Acer was even threatening to just dump Windows completely, which is a meaningless threat because what are they going to run in place of it?
No, really. What else do they have?
Ice cream sandwich.
Well. Yeah, but that won't run Office. You know, let's face it, a desktop computer that won't run Office is pretty much useless to 90% of the computer buying public.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, we're going to find out soon. Has there been any date for Microsoft Windows 8 coming out? I heard about all the different, you know, limited time,
$39. Rumored to be the latter part of October. They're looking like around the 25th, 26th kind of time frame.
Okay. Because I'm ready to slap down $39 to get my upgrade for the machine here. But, you know, I nobody's given a date. Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't want to miss that because supposedly those discounted prices are only going to go to the end of January, and then they go back to full price.
That's really kind of weird, you know.
Yeah,
I guess that's a marketing attempt to force a lot of people to buy it, whether they want it or not.
Yeah,
you know, because let's face it. I mean, if you have a choice of buying it for $40 or buying it for over $100. I mean, whether you want it or not, you're going to buy it at $40. whether you install it right away or not. I mean, why would you not buy it? You know, when it's going to jump $60 in a few months.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I don't want to miss out on it. And I kind of got scared earlier this week because I read somewhere, and I didn't quite understand what they were saying, but I read a thing that they said Service Pack 1 for Windows 8 is now available from Microsoft. I'm like, crap, what did it is it out and I didn't buy it, and I immediately went over to the Windows, you know, website and just like, no, they haven't released it yet. So
that might be for the
beta version,
the OEM.
Yeah, they had a beta that was a what they call a public release edition. Okay. earlier. It was like a few months ago. Okay. And maybe it's a an upgrade to that. I haven't really kept up with it.
Well, in the That's article, what I
have running on my HP is the consumer preview edition, and I kind of like it.
In the article, they called it Service Pack 1, and I was like, crap, they're releasing Service Pack 1 before the thing's even available.
Can they incorporate
it? I don't know. I didn't do that because I heard some nasty rumors about you're not going to be able to upgrade the consumer version that's out there, yeah. And you're going to have to
that's
load it from scratch.
If you got the you got a pre-release version, it would not update to the actual full release version.
So then the question is, if you buy an upgrade, which is the $39 one from Windows 7, do you have to reinstall Windows 7 and then apply the upgrade, or will it let you apply the upgrade, just install the upgrade?
Good question.
Yeah, well, I'll be testing that out.
Yeah, you'll let us know.
I have a preview edition, and I plan on buying the upgrade, and I'll let you know if it upgrades or not. And if it doesn't, I'll let you know what kind of trouble I have putting Windows 7 back on and then upgrading it.
Yeah.
and a whole lot of superlatives.
Well, yeah, but you get used to that dealing with Microsoft, you know?
You piece of friggin'... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, really.
I've got a problem with my Windows machine right now, and this is the kind of stuff that annoys me with this machine. Every once in a while, actually, when I let the machine sit by itself for a while, and I come back up, there's a window that pops up from McAfee that says it's about to start a frickin' scan on my computer.
Right.
The only problem is, I don't have McAfee installed on my computer.
That's funny as
And
well.
It keeps telling me it's ready to start this freaking thing, and I've searched the whole freaking computer. I don't have McAfee on here. Where is this coming from? But it wants to start the scan, and I keep saying no, and I need to do a good search on it, because somewhere somebody put something on this machine.
it piggybacked another piece of software that you downloaded.
I don't know, probably
a freebie. And somewhere, as well as I do, in the system registry, it's not called McAfee. It's being called something else.
Probably, yeah. Because I even cut out AVG. I used to have a subscription to AVG, but all the tech shows I listened to said that the Microsoft built-in antivirus is good enough.
Yep.
So I switched over to the freebie one that comes with Microsoft, and it seems to be doing a good job, except for this McAfee thing. It's obviously not detecting that.
Have you done an update recently?
No. Yes. I keep up with the updates.
Okay.
So I get all the security updates. So
right.
I just don't know what it is, and that kind of thing is annoying, because that would never happen on my Mac.
Of course not.
It never has. So, and I don't know whether it's just an ad or something that looks like a program. But then again, I don't have anything up. I've got like Google, I got Gmail up, I got Google Drive, and the frickin' the show notes, and that's all I've got running on my computer right now.
Wait a minute, you're sure? In other words, you hit the task manager, you opened up the task manager, you went to applications and running programs, and you scan down through there to see what's running in the background, a TSR. Well, I don't know if they're not called TSRs. They're not terminal stay resident anymore. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they left those behind at the demise of Windows 3.1.
Right. But you still have background applications that are running if you bring up your task manager. I can do it on mine. I've probably got 50 different programs running right now.
You don't even know what half of those things are.
Where is that? From the control panel?
Hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Oh,
no, you can also click on your, to do a, I think it's like a right click on your menu bar.
Yeah.
And a menu will drop down. You could select task manager from there.
Excuse me. It depends on what version of Windows you're running.
We have XP at work, and that's what we...
Yeah, an XP that does that. If you run a Windows 7, it does not.
Ah, that's true. But you don't have the menu bar.
Right. You have to hit Control-Alt-Delete. It'll come up. Like, I'm doing it right now. Start Task Manager. I just opened it up. I got Services, Processes, and Applications. And then on to hell, and Processes alone, there's one, two, three. There's at least 50 different things running, all executables.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of stuff running here, too.
Yeah. Now, the whole thing is that you don't really know what all that stuff is. I mean, some of the things where, you know, like if it says Explorer, that's kind of obvious, or Firefox.
Right. Yeah.
But most of the other junk in there, you don't have any clue what any of that is.
Well, yeah, but he's a software engineer, so you can figure. I mean, you and I, through the power of deduction, all of us could sit there and go, all right, you don't have to know what the name of it, because if you go further into the process, you can find out who released it. Well, and then from there, you go down who released that software and go, wait a minute, I don't know who the hell this is, and I didn't order anything from stinkytoejam.com. I probably want to rip this son of a bitch out. And that's exactly what you end up doing. You know, literally, you know, you look at the credentials of the software.
Yeah, what's interesting here looking at this is I've got three windows open in Chrome, like I said, but I've got...
Chrome is a pig.
But I got 15 Chrome executables running.
That's why I don't use it.
They all seem to be kind of piggish these days.
There, even though you guys, you're on a Windows machine. I'm running Safari on Windows. And I'll tell you what, it works damn good. Damn good. I'm also running Firefox. And that the new Firefox, I have to say, the Mozilla Firefox is kick butt. I'm really, really digging it.
Yeah. Well, the only machine I run Firefox on is my work machine, and we're not allowed to upgrade them. So it's an old version.
I run Chrome on mine. Whoops, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I got Chrome from before they took away the rights to install stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't have any idea if it automatically updates or not, because I know Firefox does not.
Well, Chrome you can run from anywhere, so that as long as you can get it on your machine, it'll run. It doesn't. I don't think it uses the whatchamacallit.
It doesn't use the admin right. To actually upgrade itself. Where the hell am I? I know I'm in New Hampshire, but no. good bourbon. Yeah. Anyway. Dig through, see what you find.
Well, needless to say, there's no task that says it's McAfee. So,
what about an application?
That's what I'm looking at. Oh, application. I'm looking at image name. Let me go to applications. Nope.
Okay. Processes.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Processes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I don't know where this is coming from. Next time it pops up, I'll have to pull up the task manager, see what I
can. Well, guys, it's getting kind of late for me, so I'm going to have to bail.
Okay, yeah, that's
alrighty.
Right. All right.
Well, always good to hear from you, Barty.
Definitely.
Hey, it's good to hear from you three guys, too. Really enjoyed talking with y'all.
Okay, and we'll be back this time next week, right? If you can make it?
Yeah, hopefully. What I'm looking at right now, I should be able to make it.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Good. So...
have a good night.
Have a good one, because we're probably going to be ending here soon anyway, because we're
all right.
We're close.
I'll get you all next week.
Okay. Cool. Take care.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're a little over an hour if you cut out the 20 minutes of Michael chopping
wood. I'm just glad to hear Michael. Be split wood in the back room there.
I'm just glad to hear Michael talking now, because I was really worried he passed out from the heat. Because it hit 106.
It's down to 75 in here, and I still have the door open.
It's I
believe how hot it got. I was thinking I had a chimney fire for a second there. Like, what? Except they didn't hear that noise.
What I found...
Have you guys ever seen a chimney fire?
No, I've never seen one.
There's a noise you cannot mistake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scary noise.
No, it's just dry wood. I purposely don't build a very big fire in this thing.
I was going to say, you lit that fire, and within 10 minutes, it was like 80 degrees in there.
Yeah, well, normally I light a fire in it, it's about 70. Which is still too hot in here, but it hit 80, and I opened the door, and it was still climbing. Got up to 85 at one point in here with the door open.
That must be that good Uper wood.
Rah, 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 rah.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I'm still dying to get up there. Seeing the pictures, it just looks so damn beautiful. It does.
It's pretty. We're going to get up there one of these days.
Get up. Anytime, man. Anytime. Okay. And as soon as circumstances allow, we're certainly heading east. But
yep. Like I said,
it's been delayed a little bit.
Yeah, naturally. But we'll get you back here. That'll be fun. So anybody else have any other topics? Because I think we've run out of topics, actually.
I still don't have hair.
Well, I don't know. You got some new stuff growing on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
of your face, I should say.
Yes, that wouldn't grow on the top of my head. Yeah, exactly. Got to put on the winter face shield.
Yeah. Yeah, so see, if I did that, and I've let mine go for a week on mm-hmm. vacation, and you know how yours came in nice and brown?
Well, it's a lot of gray in there, brother, yeah, but nice thanks.
mine would come in all white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha.
It's all been changed over.
Really? Yeah, mine's it's a brown with some salt and pepper in there.
Yeah. So, yep, those days are gone for me.
Well, anyway. If this stuff keeps itching, it's going to be pretty much over for me, too.
Oh, that's too much. Okay, well, I think we should probably...
The only other thing I'll add real quick, though, is I have actually been working on Virtual Uper. I'm still struggling. Oh,
really?
Oh, my God, am I struggling with GarageBand.
What's that?
Yeah.
But, that was just...
You know, what I wouldn't give for a working copy of Cat's Blaster. Mike, are you listening out there? I guess I got to go out there and start searching. I'm working on the PAB episode, which is going to probably be the first annual PAB episode. I have decided that despite the fact, I actually worked on it for a couple hours last night.
Hmm.
A couple of hours. I don't know how many hours I'm into this. I'm having fun, but God, it's slow.
Yeah.
I mean, with Cast Blaster, I would just note stuff during the week, like, oh, we'll throw this file here, we'll throw that file there. And at the last minute, I throw it all in the mixer board. Mm-hmm. Just go live like I was used to doing when I was on the air. Can't do that with GarageBand. At least I haven't figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm plugging along. It's going along, but I'm going to have to come out with an alternate episode before I do the PAB. Otherwise, it'll be, I'll be retirement age before that thing gets out.
May I suggest something to you?
Yes, go ahead.
If you're on your Mac, if you wanted to do it kind of like Cast Blaster... God, I'm trying to remember the frickin' name. It's that program I have, Soundboard, I think it's called, something like that. I'll get back to you on that. But that is like a cart machine.
Yeah.
So you could load it up like Cast Blaster, and of course you can run GarageBand or one of your other things, and just play that. It'll grab the audio out of it. If you want to do it like Cast Blaster, since Cast Blaster is no longer available.
Mike, if you're one of the four.
I don't think he listens to podcasts anymore.
I know.
But if you want.
I've actually considered contacting Mevio and see if there's any way to purchase the rights to it, because I know that was the whole deal. That was the problem. Mevio was the problem, not Mike.
I don't know whether Mike has the right to sell it or whether Mevio...
That's why I'm saying Mevio was the problem. He did that under contract to Podshow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hmm.
Talk to the day job, see if they want to buy some license rights from something. It's a plot.
But you could
Mevio and Podshow are trying to kill it, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Try looking at Soundboard. I'll send you the information about it.
All right.
It might be...
The other note I got is... Boy, this being home thing, I can get used to this.
I can get used to it. I like that.
But I'm actually, well, we had have some appointments on Wednesday, and running around, as I said, I'm Mr. Dad Taxi here. But I got back in time to log into the chat room live on Discultured, and actually got a shout out for being there. That was fun listening to him live. I didn't tell him that I gave him a shout out last weekend. I want to wait till the show was actually out yet. But as soon as it is, I'll let him know.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So Barry J slacking kind of screwed up.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I get it.
I'm kind of dreading it because I was feeling pretty good last Sunday night. I'm not sure I want to hear how I sounded.
It was awesome. Awesome. It was a good show. Especially when you started singing.
Oh, really?
You don't remember that?
I already did that once
this year. Everything's coming up roses, you know?
As long as I didn't sing Happy Trails. You know?
It was when you stripped down completely and were running around. You know,
yes.
The God, man I thought cave. I had the camera off.
I was we actually. I was like, God, if you're gonna do that, please turn the video off. Anyway, okay.
That's when he's exactly singing. I'm so pretty.
The only other note I got is I actually did run on the ambulance on Friday. They were so short that it's like, Mike, is there any way? And like, yeah, like, as long as you can wait till I get the kids on the bus.
Right.
And holy crap, man. By the time I walked in the door, it was back-to-back calls. So wow. At least I still know which end of the stethoscope to pick up. I mean, that's only relative because, you know, I'm running calls out of my house now.
Right.
There's a big difference from making a couple of calls a week from here, which is why I got the license in the first place, to being on duty for, you know, 24 hours straight. That's a different category for the family. But it's first time I was on the rig in 6 weeks, on the main rig. That felt weird. It felt weird being away that long, but it is really nice to be home on the weekends.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Well, we've known each other for, what, 3 years? I've never known you to be away from, you know, the rig 6 weeks. You know,
no, it's never happened. And, you know, that they're missing me. It's like, you know, I understand that. But you realize the whole time I was there, guys, I was not, you know, I had no benefits. I wasn't considered full-time, despite the fact I worked a jillion hours.
Right.
So give them something. I mean, not my coworkers. I feel bad about that situation.
Right,
but
right.
Management a chance to think, you know, maybe we should hire this guy.
Exactly. You know, and wow, what an asset he is. Do we have it in the budget? Yeah, one of those things.
Yep.
Okay, I updated the show notes about the virtual Uper.
So. The what? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that he's so pretty?
No.
Oh. Oh.
You'll have to check the show notes out.
I'm looking at it now.
That screen went to sleep.
Oh. Yeah.
Found it.
Okay. Found it.
Okay. Well, we'll let other people go check out the webpage because it gets lonely.
Gets lonely.
All right, well, our musical guest tonight is Margot Ray and her song, Get Back. And let me tell you, I picked this one out, and it's kind of interesting. It almost reminded me of an old 70s song. It's a 70s-style song, so that's kind of why I picked it. So I don't know whether she meant to do that or not, but it's just like, wow. I said, wow, she could have done this back in 1978. You know? So with that, oh, and we'd also like to do a shout out to all our people in the military, both CONUS and OCONUS. And especially you guys, OCONUS, watch yourself out there. And hopefully we can get you back home to your family and friends real soon.
Absolutely.
So with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
From the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Josh.
And Michael, making sure I've got a fire extinguisher nearby, but the wood stove is hanging in there. From the man cave in Copper Harbor, I'm the virtual Uper.
And we'll see you next week, everybody. Here's Margot Ray.
Horrified. Pace all night like a caged animal. Worn off this ride, it's a bad kind of love. You damage me and I hurt you back. We're bound for trade to plan our attack. Fame's just a game that nobody wins. Gotta get back, wash away all of our sins. Give up and lose. Fame's just a game that nobody wins. Gotta get back, wash away all of my sins.
Good boy.